Hi and welcome to this week's BA Brew. I'm Kerry.
I'm Helen.
And I'm Jonathan.
On today's BA Brew, we're going to be talking about character crafting, and we're very lucky to have Helen with us today, and she did a talk at the BA conference on this very subject. So in today's brew, we're going to find out what is character crafting, why is it useful, and how as BAs we can use it. So let's go straight in. So what is character crafting? Helen, would you like to kick us off to start?
Absolutely, I'll give it a go. So character crafting is kind of a term that I came up with to describe initially my own personal development journey. I'd seen lots of talk about things like job crafting and career crafting that other people may have heard of as well. And for me, this was about putting a very kind of intentional focus on the development of my own personal skills. And so character crafting really then is about kind of developing an awareness of your strengths and your challenges in different areas, and then kind of creating a bit more structure and framework around your approach to that to kind of create a really kind of purposeful and intentional path to sort of personal development and sort of improvement of particular personal skills.
Thanks, Helen. That's really good. Jonathan, is there anything that you'd like to add?
So, I'd not come across character crafting until I was an attendee in Helen's talk. So, I can't pretend that I was, here's a definition of what is character crafting, because I didn't know of the term, but it caught my imagination. I'm stood looking at the brochure, what sessions to go to. And I know Helen a little bit, not massively well, but I know of Helen. And then I saw this thing, character crafting, it just caught my imagination. And I went into the talk, and Helen's depth of research into this subject really, really impressed me. I could tell that she'd put a lot of work in, and she brought together quite a few different things. And I think you'd brought together things from your children's school, you'd brought together research into character, you've done research into competency and skill frameworks, and it just blew me away in terms of the depth. In terms of the question, Kerry, since it was a month or so ago, this talk, so I have reflected on it. So I think there's a problem in the world relative to people putting out their personality and stepping forward with their personality. So there's a lot of people that don't have depth but are very charismatic and quite convincing in the stories that they tell and the presentations that they make. Maybe they're extremely active socially, and that's great. But I think character is a lot deeper than personality. And one of the worries that I have is cult of the personality. People are following personalities. These people that are very good, charismatic speakers, whatnot, and that sometimes those speakers don't have depth of knowledge. And perhaps they don't have a character, depth of character. And when Helen started to talk about the various character strengths, traits, I'm not sure if I'm using the right terms, it really resonated to me, because it was all about kind of who are you, what's your sense of self, and is that stable relative to different conditions? So if you've got strength of character and you're under pressure, or you're in a positive mindset, positive environment, your character's going to shine through in both ways. And one of the analogies, I was thinking about this brew, as I'm sure you guys did before the recording today. I was thinking maybe your character's like the roots of the tree, and then the things that you see in terms of above ground, the personality, the way that you act, is maybe the things that are above ground, the trunk, the leaves and the branches and whatnot. I don't know if that analogy works. It's probably the wrong analogy, but your character's much more deeply rooted in who you are, that sense of self and awareness. Helen, does that fit, that analogy, or is it just a weird or wrong analogy?
No, I think that can work. I mean, I think absolutely, yeah, character is kind of, we are made up of lots of different traits, lots of different character strengths is the term that the Institute on Character use. And they catalogued 24 positive character strengths. It's important that there are others, but they focused on the positive character strengths. And absolutely, I think Those are kind of like the underlying things that kind of underpin who we all are individually. We demonstrate our character through our outward behavior. So in your analogy, those kind of branches of the tree, like absolutely, that comes through in the way that we behave and respond in different scenarios. So yeah, I think it works.
Yeah, and we were talking about this, Jonathan, yesterday, wasn't it? It's like a lot of people just say, get yourself out there, go and be heard. And it's like, it's fine to go out there, but if you haven't got the depth of knowledge to talk about the subject that you're talking about, you just want to get yourself out there. It, you know, this goes a lot deeper than that to make yourself much more credible as a character. Okay, that's great. So why is character crafting important for self-development? There might be people out there that want to know, why would they do it? Jonathan, do you want to start?
So the framework that I like to use is Covey's Seven Habits. And in terms of your character, it's kind of having that awareness, beginning with the end in mind, putting first things first, these kind of habits. And Helen, you touched on habits from James Clear, I think, in your talk. So why would we do that? Well, if we've not got self-awareness and we've not got an awareness of our strengths, weaknesses, and we then try and engage with others, try and be a valuable team member, if we don't know what our character strengths are, we might not be able to share those with others. So one of the character strengths, and I think this is one of my weaknesses, appreciation of beauty and excellence. The appreciation of beauty, I can appreciate excellence, but I'm not going to say, oh, that's my top strength. And maybe I might have an internal dialogue in my head that, oh, perhaps creativity is not my strength, or someone listening or watching might think that. But if you recognize that you've got a strength or a weakness, you can then work on it. It gives you a thing that you can work on. All right, I'm going to practice creativity today. I'm going to practice appreciation of beauty, if that's a strength, a character strength you want to work on. And so I think it's useful for you to know what you're good at, and then to be able to mold, work with others. And I would hope, if you're going to collaborate, share those things with others. I mean, there's some of the character strengths, humour, judgment, leadership, those kind of things. They're things you could work on as part of your self-development journey. And I just think these are very worthwhile us discussing and being aware of.
And Helen,
And say, you talked earlier about, Jonathan, about the cult of personality. And I think it's important to remember that we all have people that are looking to us, you know, whether you're a celebrity or whether you're a leader in the workplace or whether you're just a colleague, your behaviours, the way that you conduct yourself has a ripple effect. It impacts on others. Other people look to you. And so I do think that we have an amount of responsibility to kind of take that accountability for our own behaviours and our own development. I also think that we can be guilty of thinking that our personality traits are innate, that they are fixed. I think, you know, I said in my talk that there's, I've certainly been guilty of saying, you know, oh, you can teach people skills, but you can't teach people like how to build good relationships. And that's not necessarily true, actually, because again, as Jonathan said, you can set out practice and character crafting, which kind of came from this idea of character education that happens in a lot of educational institutes, is about sort of development through doing. It's really important. This is about not sitting and reading a book. It's not going to be something you're going to get from a classroom activity. You need to get out there and set out things that you can actually do, that you can actually practice, that develop those skills.
Helen, for many years, I, at the start of my career at least, thought that I was a different person in work to the one that was outside of work. And one of the things that I think character crafting helps with is to help you realize you are actually the same person, and that through lived experience, both inside and outside work, you get the opportunity to develop your character. So if it's, I don't know, social intelligence, as an example, character strength, that's there in your character, both inside and outside work. And I had this kind of false dichotomy at the start of my career that I was this professional person at work and a relaxed person outside of work. And it's kind of like, oh, no, actually, I've got that completely wrong. that you are exactly, you are the same person inside and outside work. And this, it's through lived experience. It's not reading the book. It's if you want to develop your social intelligence or perseverance perspective, you've got to be doing that in all facets of your life. Was it just me who had that false split between work and personal kind of belief about themselves? did you have that, Helen or Kerry, at the start of your careers?
I think I did. I think the workplace and the changes to the way that we work now have sort of made that very different as well. Like, we used to have a bit more of a definition between, you know, you went into a workplace, you wore a different set of clothes quite often. Mm-hmm. Your activities were sort of fixed. Your work activities were fixed around a particular location. That's not the case anymore. Mm-hmm. We're often, you know, working and living in our houses. We don't necessarily wear suits and get kind of suited and booted to go to work anymore. And all those things have an impact on what comes through and how those two worlds operate together, I think. So I definitely think it's changed.
Mm. It's funny, isn't it? Because you should have a section in your wardrobe for your work clothes and a section in your wardrobe for like the after work or the weekend clothes. And they used to be like very separate. And like you both said, now it's like a lot more sort of intertwined together. So that's great. So thinking about sort of business analysts, how does character crafting relate to the BA role? Helen, do you want to go first on this one?
Yeah, absolutely. So in the talk, I talk about the fact that there is actually a competency set that's associated with business analysis. And there's also codes of conduct. And in both of those sort of different sort of frameworks, different models, there is very much a focus, not just on the need to have, you know, particular technical skills and knowledge of tools and techniques, but there is very much an expectation of us as BAs to have certain behaviours and certain characteristics that we can bring to bear in our work. And I think it's also really important to reflect that when I've been talking to other BAs and in my own personal experience, often the scenarios that I've struggled with most are not based around whether I'm applying PESL correctly. They're more, you know, being in those situations where I've got to have like a really robust conversation with a senior stakeholder, or maybe there's a conflict that I've got to resolve between two sort of stakeholder groups. Those situations are actually about personal skills and not necessarily, you know, tools and techniques. So it's really important, I think, as business analysts, that we equip ourselves with the right skills to face into those situations. Otherwise, I think that's where things like imposter syndrome really start to kind of to rear their head and take an unhealthy hold of people.
And you, Jonathan?
So just as Helen was talking there, I've got the character strengths just to the side of me, and thinking about one of those difficult workshops, difficult interview or meeting, and thinking about that bravery that you need to be able to call upon to maybe ask that question: why are we doing this project? Have we thought about the impact on these stakeholders or this part of the organization? So bravery, perseverance, and then self-regulation as well, I think, is really key. So as a business analyst, I'd say you are a leader. If you're facilitating a session, trying to facilitate a team building understanding towards an outcome, you've got to have an awareness of yourself and how are you coming across to others. And I'm going to take a slightly different angle on this as well. I think these character strengths are really important for the development of our profession. So there's a lot of people out there that would say, well, business analysis is easy, anyone can do it, which I don't agree with that worldview, by the way, at all. I think it's really difficult. I think there's a very robust toolkit, set of techniques that we can use in different contexts. And I think that to be a high quality, high performing business analyst, we've got to really work on our skills in the technical domain. We've also got to work on our interpersonal skills, and obviously our business domain knowledge comes into play as well. But these character strengths, maybe you could kind of fit some of them into that interpersonal skill development area. But Helen was talking about a ripple effect. If business analysts demonstrate prudence, fairness, leadership, kindness, we're honest. If we do that as a profession, we build the profession in the eyes of our internal and external customers. And there's a lot of talk on social media at the moment with regard to people feeling threatened by other roles in the change arena. And I think one of the things that we can do as business analysts is put a really strong and confident foot forward to say, well, actually, this is our, these are the professional standards that we uphold too. And it's incumbent upon us as business analysts to demonstrate these character traits. And I think Helen doing this work and bringing this to the conference and being here on this pod is helping us to kind of put forward, you know, these things are important for the brand, for the reputation of the BA profession.
Thanks both. So I think we've mentioned quite a lot of character sort of traits on this call. So Helen, what would you say are like the top tips you could give to somebody to get them started on their character crafting journey?
So I think that the framework that I used, because I just felt that it was so kind of well-rounded, was the VIA Institute on Character and their 24 character strengths. And the reason that I kind of chose that was it was a good enough kind of reflection of the code of conduct and the competencies associated with the BA role. But again, it kind of went a bit wider than that. And I think as we've just talked about, it's not just about developing yourself to be a good BA. Part of my journey was about just wanting to be a better person and hoping that that was something that would just flow through anyway. So that would be, you know, a really great starting point is for people to go and take a look at that framework. From there, what I did was to use what I call a strengths inventory. So I kind of had three categories that I kind of took each of those 24 character strengths and kind of placed them into different buckets. I thought about what were my leading strengths? What were the things that I genuinely felt quite comfortable in? What did I think I was already sort of good at? What was part of my brand, if you like, to use terms that I know people speak about a lot now. Then there was the kind of intermediate strengths. So the things that still felt quite comfortable with, but actually I had to put more conscious effort into. So that can often be things like bravery and honesty. So those times when you have to put yourself in difficult situations or have difficult conversations with people, that can take a little bit more effort. It might not come as second nature. And then lesser strengths. So I use that term rather than because I think we've all got those kind of strengths to a lesser degree. It's not that they're completely absent, but it's those things that you really do find challenging. The one that I called out of mine was around a sense of perspective. I would often focus very much on negative things. So I think kind of having a look at those strengths and as an individual thinking about which of those categories do they fall into is a really good start, because then you can start to think about where do you want to focus? Where do you want to focus your activities? And then I guess the whole key to character crafting is, as we've already mentioned, is to practice. So it's about being purposeful, trying to find opportunities to curate activities where you can either build habits or create sort of mental templates that kind of help you to develop those characters. So again, it's about guided practice and learning through doing.
That sounds great. And I'm sorry, Jonathan, I hadn't heard of character crafting before, so I did have a quick look at the VIA, the Institute of Character, and there are definitions underneath all of these terms that we're using today. So like you said, it's a really good framework. So it's not just say, okay, let's say you're going to be brave, bravery. There's actually a definition underneath that tells you kind of what to look out for in for something like that. That's right. I'm right in saying that, aren't I? Yeah, there's definitions. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. That's great. So that's been really helpful. So is there any final thoughts that you want to finish today's brew on, Jonathan? Have you got anything else you'd like to say?
Just that framework that Helen talked through there, that kind of lesser intermediate leading, I think you could use on your own. And I think for that self-reflection could be really useful, but you could also take that framework and take the 24 strengths and have a discussion with your team. And Helen did this in her workshop. She gave everyone the template. It was a circle with your leading in the middle, then it's kind of your outer ones or your intermediate, and then the ones on the outer side of the circle were your lesser. And you got people to kind of log, well, where are they on each of these character strengths? And you could use that as a basis for a discussion with your colleagues, with your team, to bring this to the fore. The other use that I think you could make of this kind of template is to talk to someone that you trust, a mentor, a coach, maybe a line manager or a peer, and talk to each other about how do you see yourselves and how might you help each other develop your character strengths. So I think there's quite a lot that you could do with this framework that Helen's brought to us. And I can't let us finish the podcast without talking about the final thing that Helen did in her talk, which was to ask us to build a little persona. And this is my Lego persona, and Helen's got hers. And Helen, I've obviously brought it up, but are you happy to explain why have I brought up on the screen or the listeners at home? I'm that aren't watching the video. I'm just holding a little Lego character in my hand at the moment. Why am I talking about that, Helen?
Yeah, no, absolutely. So the other aspect, so whilst we've obviously talked about the importance of practice and creating opportunities and activities for yourself to practice these character strengths, the reality is that quite often we're just thrust into situations and we can't sort of say, oh no, hang on a minute, I can't go into this difficult workshop because I haven't practiced how I'm going to respond to that. You've just got to be in that moment. And so one of the things that I read about through a book called The Alter Ego Effect, which is by Todd Herman, was about the power of personas and how you can kind of create for yourself a persona that kind of embodies the different strengths, the different skills that you really do want to have and that you need to have to be successful in your role. And one of the things he talks about is the importance of having like a totem, something that you can physically associate with that persona. And my totem was a little Lego figure. I don't know if you can sort of see her, that I had made up. So she looks like me. It's like a little mini version of myself. And I carry her around with me into those difficult situations to remind myself of the character strengths that I'm trying to embody in those moments. And so I invited everybody at the conference to dig into a big box of Lego and to make their own sort of little totem that would help them sort of really connect to the strengths that they had identified as wanting to develop, to use that as a little kind of little powerful reminder when they're in those situations, that if they just keep practicing it, they will absolutely be ready.
I love that. I want one of those. One of those. So thank you for watching and listening today. If you have any ideas for any future podcasts, please do let us know at babrew@assistkd.com. And don't forget to like, share and subscribe. Thank you.